text in that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our gospel lesson for today, from Matthew chapter 15, and especially these words spoken by the Canaanite woman. It says, but he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged, saying, send her away, for she is crying out to us. And he answered, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is the perfect prayer? Is it the Lord's Prayer? Is it the prayer of Jabez? Is it some prayer that we craft with our own words? What prayer is it that gets the attention of Jesus? Today, as we read the account of the Canaanite woman coming to Jesus for help, we look to answer that question. What is the perfect prayer? It's the perfect prayer, the one prayed perfectly. If so, the Pharisees surely would have prayed the perfect prayers. For they knew when to pray, they knew what to say, and they knew what posture they should be in while doing that all. They rarely stumbled over a word. They never stopped to scratch an itch. They prayed to teach others how to pray. Yet right before our text, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees despite their apparent ability to pray perfectly. He said that while they indeed had perfect lips, when it came to praying, they by no means knew the perfect prayer. Perhaps then the perfect prayer is the one prayed with perfect words. Perhaps it's just a matter of finding the perfect phraseology which Jesus likes. Perhaps if we simply use the right title for Jesus, then we will garner his attention. After all, important people often like to be called by their important title. So what is the title that Jesus likes to be called? It seems that perhaps when the Canaanite woman came towards Jesus at first, she thought it was a matter of getting the perfect words. She thought that if she just called him the right thing, perhaps that would capture Jesus' attention. So she stole a phrase from the Jews that they used to speak about that Messiah that they were waiting for. When she cried out to Jesus at first, she called him Son of David. She says, Son of David, have mercy on me. As through one means or another, she knew that that's what the Jews called their Messiah. And so she thought if she used this most prized title about the Messiah, Jesus would hear and would respond. And yet, when she used that title, Jesus responded with silence. I suppose she must have wondered if Jesus heard her at all, or at least if he had heard that perfect title that she had used. We are told that she continued to cry out. In fact, she cried out so much that the disciple finally said, Jesus, will you send this lady away? But Jesus did not send her away. Instead, he said, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, he said to her, why would you, a Canaanite, call me the son of David? Why would you be looking for the Jewish Messiah? Did you really think that just by using a messianic title, you could claim all of the covenantal blessings that were given to the lost sheep of Israel? No, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It was at this point that this woman broke down. For this Canaanite woman knew that she was in desperate daughter tortured by a demon. In our day and age, we often see demons only portrayed in movies. And we often think that it's quite scary to go and see those movies. But indeed, this woman knew the real scary story. She knew the reality of what demon possession did to a person. And even more than knowing that she had this very real need, she for some reason in her heart believed that Jesus could help her. And so at this point, this woman dropped the messianic title, along with the false hope that she had placed in that title, and simply said, "Lord, help me." As she went on to admit that she had no right to the covenantal blessing given to Israel, but that even the dogs were able to eat the grace of God that fell off the table given to Israel. Yet she went on to beg for the crumbs of God's grace. She knew that she needed help, and she believed that this Jesus could give that help even to her, a Canaanite woman. And it is this prayer, we are told, that caught Jesus' attention. It was this prayer that caused him to stop and to say to this woman, "Great is your faith. It shall be done for you just as you wish." Yes, ultimately, it was this prayer that received the blessing it desired. So we do well today to stop and ask this question. What was it about this lady or her prayer that captured the attention of Jesus? What was it about this prayer that made it the one that received the blessing it desired? What was it about this prayer that made it the perfect prayer? Our Lutheran confessions say in one place that the highest form of worship we can give to Jesus is to seek His mercy. We might re-paraphrase for today and say that the perfect prayer is that one which seeks God's mercy humbly. No, the perfect prayer is not the one prayed by the person who prays perfectly. It's not the prayer prayed by the one who knows the right catchphrases or the right religious titles. The perfect prayer is the one which simply and humbly asks for Jesus' mercy. That's the prayer that the Canaanite woman ended up praying. She knew she was not a Jew and did not have the right to claim the blessings of the covenant God. She found out that even trying to use the right phrases would not capture Jesus' attention. But when all of those other attempts were exposed as faulty, she simply prayed that simple prayer, "Lord, help me." Yes, then she prayed the perfect prayer. It wasn't anything fancy or sophisticated. She simply let her deep and desperate need cry out to Jesus. She simply let her broken heart speak. She simply said what she knew, that she was in desperate need and that she believed Jesus could help her. For her, the perfect prayer was those three simple words, "Lord, help me." For us as well, the perfect prayer is not the one prayed perfectly. It's not praying the Lord's Prayer from memory, in perfect rhythm, never stumbling once. It's not about praying in the right church, wearing the right clothes, standing in the most reverential manner possible. No, throughout time and history, there have been many prayers prayed perfectly that have never captured Jesus' attention. For Jesus does not score prayer as if he were an Olympic judge. Also for us, the perfect prayer is not the one prayed using the perfect word. It's not about praying to God in some way that shows everyone around the great wealth of knowledge we have about the Scriptures. It's not about calling God or Jesus one name or another. It's not about mimicking the prayers of someone that we think does get Jesus' attention with their prayer. You know, there's not some sort of limited vocabulary to which Jesus responds. No, also for us, the perfect prayer is simply the prayer that humbly seeks God's help, that humbly seeks the mercy of Jesus. It might well be the Lord's Prayer, prayed in sincerity. It might be some prayer that we pray in our homes in a time of need. It might simply be a prayer from a broken us, crying out to our Jesus, Lord, help me. Yes, indeed, that is the perfect prayer, to humbly ask for Jesus' help. And while that seems simple, if we are honest, we will admit that it's not something that we like to do, not something that is easy for us to do. To admit that we are utterly helpless and need someone else's help is not something that comes very easily. Oh, sure, there are times in our lives when we're driven to the realization that we need God's help. But on a whole, on a daily basis, we generally think we can do it ourselves. After all, we've been taught since the day we were born to be self-sufficient. We've been taught to take care of our own business. We've been taught to work hard to accomplish those things we desire. And so it is a hard thing to fall simply before Jesus, admitting that we have nothing to offer and that he has everything to give. To fall before Jesus, admitting that our ideas and our energy are both all gone. To fall before Jesus and simply say, Lord, help me. Yes, it's often hard to give up our hard work and our solid pride in order that we might stop those things long enough to receive the mercy Jesus gives so freely. But that is the highest worship we can offer our Lord Jesus. It is indeed what he desires most, is that we would receive his mercy. Yes, that's the prayer that captures Jesus' attention. That's the prayer that receives the blessing it desires. That is the perfect prayer. And so today I ask you, will you lay aside your perfect image in order that you might appear bare before the Lord Jesus and receive his mercy? Will you lay aside your ability to work hard and to accomplish things yourself in order that Jesus might do something for you? Will you allow yourself this day to be broken down in order that you might be lifted up? For if you will pray this perfect prayer, a prayer that proceeds not from perfect lips, but from broken hearts, you will then receive what you desire. Jesus' mercy that is central to his very nature will be yours. The forgiveness of sins and life eternal that Jesus earned at the cross and the empty tomb will be your possession. Put it simply as the prayer itself, if you pray this prayer, the Lord Jesus will help you. Amen.